This morning we are reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34, which can be found on page 6 of the New Testament in your pew. It can also be found on your screens, and I will be reading the words. Listen now to the teachings from Jesus. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of those. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." Amen.
First, before I begin, I want to thank the liturgist for today. I've been thanking our liturgists for the last few weeks because they are part of the clergy members of this congregation, and Richard is the newest member of the clergy club here at Altadena Community Church. And thank you for your presence today. Thank you for your ministry in the choir. Thank you for the preaching you've done here and the liturgical help you've been in our Christmas and Easter services, and just bringing your gifts of ministry. Richard is an ordained minister in the American Baptist tradition, and so we're delighted that you're part of our faith community now, and thank you for your gifts of ministry and your service to the church. So I wanted to share with you some sermons about some life lessons that I have learned. So I began, it was about 6 or 8 weeks ago. It's been a kind of a chopped up sermon because of other things going on in the life of the church and the liturgical season. So I'm going to take you back just so you might refresh your memories of what I've shared with you. The first was taking that great command that Jesus gave to love God and then to love your neighbor as yourself, and said perhaps the secret of finding our way to some sense of peace in this world is simply learning that lesson to love your neighbor as yourself. And then the next one in this little series was about the power of human speech, that we have been blessed with an ability to speak and to use vocabulary and language, and to remind ourselves that words have the power either to harm or to bless. And if we are wise, we will use words that have the power to bless. And then the third one in this series was the wisdom of being a lifelong student, that we're never too old to learn. And so I hope you will treasure that and carry that with you as you live out the rest of your life, that you'll always be open to something new and wonderful that you might learn. And then today is the final one in the series that I want to share of some life lessons that I think are important, and it's about how to learn to live with stress. I mean, some of you, I heard the amens when he finished the text. So I know you've brought some worry with you. Maybe you've had some stress just getting here today. Might have been stressful for you. From the most laid back among us to the most stressed out, every human creature has some element of worry in their life. Worry about something unknown, something that might happen, something that's on the horizon for tomorrow, and we live with our worry. And yet our choir sang so beautifully in that refrain, "There is one thing I know." One thing I know is that God is with me. That's what Jesus is trying to say in today's text. If you didn't recognize the setting of that text, it is from Jesus' longest, most powerful sermon we have in Scripture that you know is the Sermon on the Mount. It's right in the middle of that lengthy sermon. This is probably some of the most practical advice you're ever going to hear come from Jesus' mouth. These words about worry. So you see, we're not the only ones who are worried. He must have noticed the worry sitting on all those faces who gathered with him on that mountaintop. And there's some wisdom in what he said. With all of your worrying, is it going to add an hour to your lifespan? In fact, I think just the opposite will happen. With all of that worrying you do, it may just take an hour or even more off of your lifespan. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. What's the wisdom there? You may think you've calendared and programmed and planned tomorrow, my friends, but all it's going to take is one thing to change it all. It might be one phone call, one text, one person to walk into your life, one something that's going to happen tomorrow that's going to change everything you've already put on your program planner or written down on your calendar or have fixed up here of what you expect to happen tomorrow. Trust me, something won't go as planned because that's life. So what we have to learn to do when things don't go as planned is how do we deal with those? How do we take that stress and not let it just drive us into these places of worry and anxiety? Because the more stressed we are, the more negativity it brings into our bodies. Have you noticed that? The more we're stressed, the worse we become as people. Have you noticed that? Here are some things I've noticed about stress. Maybe I'm preaching to myself now. Maybe you'll relate to some of this. Notice when you're really stressed how hard making decisions becomes. When you're really stressed, notice the sudden outburst that might surprise you of your anger or your hostility. When you're really stressed, notice the temptation to reach out for some form of addiction. Something that you're going to think is going to give you immediate pleasure just to put you out of your worry and your stress. And when you're really stressed, notice how you begin to let things slip or the things that you forget to deal with because you're just feeling too overwhelmed. And when you're really stressed, notice sometimes how easy it is to be the victim. Look at me and all I'm doing. I'm having to save everybody. It's that kind of mentality that can really get you into trouble. None of us can be the super person. None of us can do everything that is on your to-do list to do, so don't even try. Because as soon as you start marking them down, you can turn the page over and add 10 more that need to be done. So how do we learn to deal with stress? There are three things I think that are important. First, get to know yourself. Know what causes the stress in your life, and only you can figure that out. I can't tell you this morning how to do that for you. You have to figure that out. I know for myself when the stress is really building. Some of those negatives that I just read off the list begin to creep out there, and I know I'm stressed. Pay attention to the people around you. They might just say to you, Joe, do you realize you're a bit stressed at the moment? Or they might say, is everything okay? Well, if your friends and family start saying things like that to you, then maybe you should listen to those voices of discernment around you who are reminding you that maybe you're just getting off a little of your kilter there and everything's not, you're not doing as well as you usually do. So get to know yourself and watch for those symptoms of stress that might be coming. The second thing you can do is take care of yourself. Something that most of us don't do totally well. It's really simple when you stop and think about it. You need to sleep well. You need to eat well. I'm going to say you need to play well. And you need to work well. And the key is to have balance in all four. And I don't know too many people who live with that good balance. I work for a large healthcare corporation called Kaiser Permanente. And if you've ever seen some of their ads on their billboards or television spots, that's exactly the message they're trying to get across with their little word, thrive. Because in order to thrive, you have to be balanced in life. And again, I don't know how you're off balance. I might have some ideas, but I'm not going to tell you what I think. I know where I'm off balance. And again, that's getting to where you need to know yourself, and you will know quickly when you're off balance. And it will be up to you to get the balance back. Because only you can do this. The people who love you the most can't make you do this. Trust me, they've tried. It's up to you to do it for yourself, to reclaim that balance in life. Trust me, it will make you a better person, and it might just help you live a bit longer, and it will certainly help you live a bit happier. The third and final point of what you can do is what the theme of the scripture is about, what the choir sang about. You've got to learn to trust in God. Because most of the time we take over and want to be God. Have you noticed that in your life? It's not in your job description. But when I go out there and I'm the one trying to be in charge all the time, I'm going to make some mistakes. Because I'm getting out of my job description. I'm out of my territory. That's not for me to do. God has told us from day one, I'm in charge. Just trust in me. Why is that trust so difficult? That leads to our stress. Because we're trying to control the outcomes. Let God control the outcomes. Because with God, all things are good. God will tell us that. I will work all things out for good. Hold on to that promise. Put your trust in God who will see you through. As Jesus spoke words from God's mouth on the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said in God's words, I will take care of you. I will give you everything you need. What we have to learn to do is step back and step out of the way and let go of the control and allow God to be God. So I want to tell you why this sermon, and somebody who helped me that I'll probably never ever see again. It's a woman that I had a chance encounter to meet. She was probably in her 80s, and she just happened to come in here to the church office for another event, and we had a moment to talk. This was a few years ago, and it was at a time in my life when I was experiencing a lot of stress and concern and worry and feeling overwhelmed. And I introduced myself, and she said her name was Happy. Now, obviously, that was not her birth name. But she introduced herself as Happy. And this wise sage in her 80s showed happiness in her face. She had one of those smiles that would light up the world. You could tell she was just relaxed and confident and carefree. And I said, "Tell me, how did you get your name?" And she said, "Well, I have learned in my life that the most important lesson is to let go of the things that I cannot control." And she handed me her business card, and on there it had her name, Happy, and her last name, and her contact information. And on it she had those words, "Too blessed to be stressed." So I said, "Okay, before you go and on to the event that I'm pointing you to go to, what I would like to know is, how have you learned to do that? Can you share your wisdom?" And she simply said, "Yes, I've learned that I have to give it over to God, what I've been talking about this morning." She said, "You know, when I step into the problem, I bring all my anxiety, I bring all of my worry, I bring all of my frustration. I'm getting angry if things aren't working out the way I think they want to work out." And she said, "What I've learned the hard way that I have to do is to step back, to step out of the situation that's making my stress level rise, and to think in a new way." She said, "What I have to learn to think is, before I go down that trail, just how blessed am I? What gifts do I have? What riches do I possess? Why does this one thing going to make me so upset? Maybe it's going to work out for a reason that I don't know yet, because it's not mine to know. And I have to remind myself that maybe God's working something out here that I just can't see yet. And so I've got to trust in God to get me through it. And I've always found that if I learn to do this, if I learn to not let it agitate me or make me angry or get me upset or make my blood pressure rise, and step out of it and just let it unfold and happen, that somehow I'm going to find out there was a reason why things worked out that way." And off she went to her event. She's been my role model ever since, of trying to live life like that. Now, I'm not doing so well all the time, but every time I get into one of those situations, if I screw up, I think back, that's not what Happy taught me. And I analyze it. That's part of getting to know yourself. And in the times where I have been able to apply her lesson of life, I've said, "Thank you, Happy." So I hope you will take that lesson from a teacher named Happy and put it into your heart and carry it forward. So I want to leave you with one way to think about this. There is an Italian Catholic saint, some of you may know him, Padre Pio. He lived in the last century. He had his prayer, boiled it down to three things: how you should live life. And this is what he left us with. He said, "You should pray, you should hold on to hope, and don't worry." You think about that today. What do you need in life? Pray, hold on to hope, and don't worry. If you can learn to do that, my friends, you will have a better quality of life. Trust me. Amen.